Welcome to episode 308 of the 10-10 Thrive podcast, brought to you by 10-10 Thrive Ministries. I'm Peter Anderson. 10-10 Thrive, 10 minutes a day based on 10 guidelines for abundant living. To be bold is to be brave, to be daring, to be courageous, to be a risk taker, to be confident, to be action oriented. God is calling us to be bold. If you have the tendency to not take chances in life because you're afraid of making mistakes, God wants you to know He's pleased with you when you try. It doesn't matter if you don't do everything exactly right. What matters is that you step out in faith, believing God will help you. In 1 Timothy 1 verse 7, Paul writes these words to his younger protege, "For God did not give us a spirit of timidity or cowardice or fear, but He has given us a spirit of power and of love and of sound judgment and personal discipline." God has not given us a spirit of fear, but of power, and He wants us to use it. It doesn't take courage to do what we already know we can do. True courage is displayed when you're afraid to do something, but you go ahead and do it anyway. The truth is, we don't ever have to fear because we can ask God for His help anytime we need it. Timothy was a gifted, valuable man for the kingdom of God, but he seems to have had a timid streak in him. For this reason, Paul often encouraged him to be strong and bold. It may be that Timothy was somewhat timid, but it is also true that he had big responsibilities, managing God's work in Ephesus and the surrounding area. Perhaps he thought that he had to be careful not to take on anything new, not to stir up any trouble, because there were so many who were relying on him. He was likely the kind of man who avoided confrontation. As such, it was good that he saw Paul's example. Paul was a man of deep love, but also a man who never shied away from speaking the truth in love. A significant example was when he publicly rebuked the Apostle Peter for his hypocrisy toward the Gentiles. Timothy already had a shepherd's tender heart for the sheep. Paul wanted to develop within him the boldness necessary to really lead and protect the flock. In 1 and 2 Timothy, there are no less than 25 different places where Paul encourages Timothy to be bold, to not shy away from confrontation, to stand up where he needs to stand up and be strong. Because of who Timothy was and the responsibilities he had to bear, this was what Timothy needed to hear. You know, some people who appear bold really are just good at pretending. They use a confrontational, in-your-face attitude to mask a lot of pain and insecurity. They need to become really bold and secure in the Lord instead of pretending and hiding behind a mask of false courage. In 2 Timothy 1 verse 6, Paul tells a younger man to stir up the gift of God which is in you. Timothy could not be passive and just let it all happen. He needed to be bold and to stir up the gift of God or fan it into a flame. Some of us have gifts given to us by God that we have neglected, or perhaps underutilized. Perhaps we can teach, maybe we can preach, maybe we can write something powerful, compose a compelling song, or organize something grand to give God the glory. But those gifts are not being used as intended. They need to be stirred up and put into action. God does not work His gifts through us as if we were robots. Even when He gives a man or a woman gifts, He leaves an element that needs the cooperation of our will, of our desire and drive to fulfill the purpose of His gifts. Some may be waiting passively for God to use them, but God is waiting for them to stir up the gifts that are within them. Some are waiting for some dramatic new anointing from God, and God is waiting for them to stir up what He has already given. You may have had gifts that have been waiting to be activated for years. Maybe this is the year when you finally allow the Spirit to use you to do great things to advance the kingdom. And why can Timothy be bold in using the gifts God has given him? Paul gives the answer. God has given him a spirit of power and of love and of a sound mind. First, Paul saw the timidity that was in Timothy. Timothy knew the fear he sometimes felt. God wanted Timothy to know that this fear wasn't from the God he served. He needed to know that God has not given us a spirit of fear. We all face situations where we feel timid and afraid. For some, speaking in front of others makes them fear. Others are afraid of confrontation. Others of being made to look foolish. Others are afraid of rejection. We all deal with fear. The first step in dealing with such fears is to understand that they are not from God. It is a significant step to say, this isn't God making me feel like this. God hasn't given me this. Perhaps it is from personality. Perhaps a weakness of the flesh, perhaps a demonic attack, but it isn't from God. The second step in dealing with such fears is understanding what God has given us, a spirit of power and of love and of a sound mind. God has given us a spirit of power. When we do his work, proclaim his word, represent his kingdom, we have all his power supporting us. We are safe in his hands. God has given us a spirit of love. This tells us a lot about the power he has given us. Many think of power in terms of how much we can control others, but Jesus' power is expressed in how much we can love and serve others. On the night before the cross, Jesus, knowing that the Father had given all things into his hands, and what did he do with all that power? He humbly washed his disciples' feet. God has given us a sound mind. The ancient Greek word here had the idea of a calm, self-controlled mind in contrast to the panic and confusion that comes in a fearful situation. We do not need to accept what God has not given us, a spirit of fear, but we do need to humbly receive and walk in that which he has given us, a spirit of power and of love and of a sound mind. Paul wrote this to Timothy because boldness matters. Without it, we can't fulfill God's purpose for our lives. God's purpose for us is more than making money, being entertained, and being comfortable. It is for each of us to use the gifts he gives us to touch his people and help a needy world. Fear and timidity will keep us from using the gifts God gives. God wants us to each take his power, his love, and his calm thinking and overcome fear, to be used of him with all of the gifts he gives. Father, help us to stop living in fear, whether that is fear of making mistakes, fear of responding to your call, fear of suffering for doing the right, fear of whatever might be holding us back and standing in our way. Help us to be bold, fearless in approaching you, in stepping out in faith and in trusting you to lead us. That's our episode. Remember that God calls you not only to live, but to thrive. Live life to the full today.